Stand by for the Hortonville Who Knows What Net, starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. CQ, 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 the Hortonville Who Knows What Net, calling the Who Knows What Net. This is N9QML. My name is Andrew, and I'm located in the Noblesville area. This net meets every Thursday at 8 p.m. through the Hortonville WiresX Fusion repeater on 443.95 MHz analog with a 77 Hz PL tone. We thank Hamilton County, EMA, for the use of this fine repeater. Please note, if you're using a Fusion radio, make sure you're operating in FM only and not auto or digital, as it can cause the repeater to flip into digital mode and we won't be able to understand you. You also lock out the others on FM. Break for more. This net's purpose is to promote discussion on various topics in amateur radio, spread awareness of events in the amateur radio community, and to provide a line of communication for all cell swap want deals. Tonight's discussion will be a roundtable of what ham activity you have done this past week or so. It can be anything from an interesting contact, purchase of a new piece of equipment, software, or your plans for this Saturday's field day, etc. We will start with roll call, followed by announcements, then the discussion topic, and end with cell swap one. Any questions unrelated to tonight's topic should wait until the end of the net when we open it up to all other questions. Break for more. Check-ins will be handled in groups, starting with suffixes Alpha through Foxtrot, Golf through Lima, Mike through Romeo, and then Sierra through Zulu. Is there any emergency or priority traffic? Come now. Hearing none, does anyone have any announcements for the net? Please come now.
W9CZK with some announcements.
Good, acknowledging W9CZK and N9DAM. We'll get to those right after check-ins there. Is there anyone wishing to check in on short time or mobile? Come now.
Kilo, Delta Niner, Whiskey, Foxtrot, Kilo, mobile.
Good, mobile, can you come back with that one more time? I got part of it.
Kilo, Delta Niner, Whiskey, Foxtrot, Kilo.
Very good. Kilo Delta 9, or Kilo Delta 9 WFK, Whiskey, Foxtrot, Kilo, is that correct?
Correct.
Excellent. Any other short time or mobile? This is N9QML Net Control for the Hortonville Who Knows What Net, beginning check-ins. Please respond with your call sign, name, and location. Note, when you check in, use the following format. Your call sign phonetically, your name, your call sign again, using the letters in the numeral, then your location. For example, I would check in as November 9, Quebec, Mike Lima, Andrew, N9QML, Noblesville. Please remember that your suffix is the first letter after the number in your call. I will now take check-ins from stations with suffixes Alpha through Foxtrot, A through F. Come now.
Whiskey 9, Charlie, Zulu, Kilo.
Kilo, Charlie 9, Alpha, Alpha, Papa, David, Westfield, base, no traffic.
Delta 9, Bravo, Kilo, Uniform, Mike, KD9, BKU, Noblesville.
Okay, acknowledging W9CZK. AAP, I didn't catch your prefix. Station in an AAP, Alpha Alpha Papa, could you come back, please?
That's Kilo Charlie.
Very good. Yeah, you got clipped on the beginning there. Thank you. N9DAM and KD or K9BKU. Are there any others, Alpha through Foxtrot? Come now.
Correction.
Go ahead on the correction.
It was Kilo Delta 9, Bravo Kilo Uniform. And if you said that, I apologize, but I thought you missed the Delta.
Thank you for that. Got that. Very good. Okay, now let's check check-ins from stations with suffixes Golf through Lima, G through L. Come now.
Whiskey 9, Lima Bravo X-ray, Brandon, W9LBX, currently at work in Indianapolis.
Kilo 9, go ahead. Bravo Mike, go in Noblesville.
Very well, acknowledging Whiskey 9, Lima Bravo X-ray, and also Kilo 9, Juliet Papa Mike. Any corrections?
Kilo 9, Juliet, Bravo, Mike.
Thank you, then. I can't read my own writing. Kilo 9, Juliet, Bravo, Mike. Got you there, Joe. Okay, let's go on check-ins from stations Mike through Romeo, M through R. Come now.
Kilo Charlie 9, Oscar Mike Oscar. Darren, KC9, OMO, Fishers.
Acknowledging KC9, OMO, Darren. Any others? Mike to Romeo, come now. Very well, finally, check-ins from stations with suffixes Sierra through Zulu, S through Z. Come now.
KD9, Tango Charlie Lima, base, Lester.
Kilo Alpha Niner, Sierra Delta Quebec, Paul, KA9SDQ in Carmel.
Kilo Delta 9, Victor India Sierra, Joe, KD9VIS, Noblesville.
Kilo Delta 9, Uniform Zulu X-ray, Rodney, KD9UZX, Westfield.
Acknowledging KC9 TCL Lester, KD9 SDQ Paul, KD9VIS Joe, and KD9UZX Rodney. Any corrections there?
Kilo Delta Niner, Uniform Lima Victor, KD9ULV, this is Dick in Fishers.
acknowledging KD9 ULV, Dick and Fishers. Any others, Sierra through Zulu?
Kilo Delta Niner Tango Quebec Foxtrot, Rich KD9 US, Carmel.
Delta 9, Romeo Golf Charlie, KD9 RGC, Tom Fishers.
Okay, acknowledging KD9 TQF Rich, KD9 WQQ Paul, KD9 RGC, Tom, are there any corrections there? Very well, hearing none, let's move back to the announcements now, and let's circle back to W9CZK. You're up first. Go ahead and repeat that just a little bit. Field day is this Saturday, June 24th. And again, Sierra is at Cox Hall Gardens in Carmel. Please visit n9eoc.org for sign-up and details. The Piglets are at Cool Creek Park in Carmel. Please visit pigletradio.org for details. This is a great opportunity to get on the air and meet the people you hear on these repeaters each week. Plan on visiting one or both this weekend. You will be welcomed. There are several nets. Hamfest and special events occurring within the state and nationwide. I would suggest going online to arrl.org and in the web search area, type in nets, hamfests, or special events. You can define your search area in several different ways to narrow it down to your interests. The arrl.org site is a rich resource available for you regardless if you are a member or not. I highly recommend it. Other excellent resources available are local, n9eoc.org and pigletradio.org mentioned earlier. Those sites have lots of information on different aspects and opportunities to involve yourself in ham radio right where you live. Please take advantage of these sites. A break for more. Okay, let's move on to the roundtable discussion. This is N9QML Net Control for the Hortonville Who Knows What Net. Tonight's discussion topic is the roundtable mentioned earlier, and I'll repeat it again here. What ham activity have you done this past week or so? It can be anything from an interesting contact, purchase of a new piece of equipment, software, or your plans for this Saturday's field day. I will now go back through the check-in list for your comments. No pressure. If you do not have anything to share, it's okay to just listen and be part of this HamNet community. I promise we are all friendly here and we will not bite. So I gently encourage you to participate. Top of the list, we have KD9 WFK. Come now. On to W9CZK. Chris, I'm sure you have something there.
Thank you again, Andrew. W9CZK, Chris here. You know, when you ask this question, what have you been doing? It's more a question of what have I not been doing. Probably the most interesting thing, I guess, is the nonstop trials and tribulations of trying to find a quality logging program that I really enjoy. Because I used to be on Ham Radio Deluxe for years, and then I don't know, I got tired of it after working with Hammers, the web-based logging program. I really enjoyed that for portable. And it spoiled me, and I kind of thought to myself, oh, there's got to be something better out there. There's got to be something better. So then that sent me down the rabbit hole of logging softwares and thinking about how I want to do that. And now it's, oh, gosh, it's been at least 5 months since I've been thinking about this project. I landed over on N3FJP, and I was there for a long time, and I was really digging that software, but it kind of acts funky with my extra-wide monitor that I have, so it kind of made me raise an eyebrow. And then one day I was trying to back up logs to QRZ.com, and when I clicked the upload, or tried to backward load N3FJP as a test, it kind of doubled every last QSO I had in my log. And then I was sitting there staring at it, and I said, well, that's not a very cool thing to deal with. So then I kind of got off the N3FJP. So another 2 months or so of logging research, and I think I'm coming right back to N3FJP, and I'm just going to figure out how I can not duplicate my entire log at once. That's all she wrote, guys. W9CZK, back to net.
Okay, very good there, Chris. Yeah, I happen to use the N3FJP. I don't have a wide screen, so I don't have some of the issues you've described there, but they seem like a very focused, oriented, family-type business, so I would imagine if you reached out to them, you could probably, you know, get some help support-wise on those issues. Anyway, just a thought. Let's move on down to KC9AAP. You're on.
Thanks, Andrew. This is KC9AAP. What have I been doing this week? So I've been working a lot this week and finally had time to prep for field day. So been testing the logging computers, making sure they're ready to go, testing FTA Digital, making sure all that's ready to go. What else have I been doing? Charging batteries off solar panels so we can get that solar panel bonus. We're planning on running a lot of batteries at our event just to minimize the noise from the generators. It's a lot more peaceful when you don't have generator noise in the background. So that's really what I've been doing, is just prepping for Saturday in that regard.
Hey, excellent. Yeah, good stuff and very timely, David. Thanks for chiming in there. Let's move on down to Dallas, N9DAM. Oh, thank you there, Dallas. This is N9QML for the Hortonville Net. Let's move on down to Mike. KD9BKU, you're up.
Thank you. This is Mike, KD9BKU. So this week I rewired my radios, my ham shack up with the Anderson power poles, and it made nice connections with everything. The kit makes it work well, and have them all go into a distribution block so it looks kind of professional, and I'm real happy with the way it turned out. And then along with Dallas, I'm excited about the soldering class also, so it's something I'm really looking forward to. And that's all I've got.
Very good, Mike. Thank you. W9LBX Brandon, do you have anything? Go ahead.
W9LBX. Yeah, I've just been prepping for field day too, trying to make sure I got everything I need for the soldering class. I'm probably inevitably going to forget something, but I don't think Coxhall Gardens is too far of a drive from Noblesville. But trying to prevent any forgetfulness there. Probably more than a week ago, but I was also working on my DX Commander clone antenna, so I'm excited to bring that to field day and give that a try. I'm probably bringing at least four different homemade antennas, two of which are UHF, VHF, so excited to try those out. That's about all I got. W9LBX.
Very good, Brandon. Thank you. Yeah, all good stuff I'm hearing here. Let's go down to K9JBM. Joe, do you have anything for the net coming out? Okay, no worries. KC9OMO, Oscar Mike Oscar. Darren, you're up.
Hey all, this is KC9OMO. For about the last 3 weeks, I've been obsessing about this portable base station that I could put up in my backyard. And I just finished it about an hour and a half before this net started up. So I've got a FTM 500 attached to a PowerWorks power box, some Messi and Poloni cable attached to a new Tram 1477 and dual band, which arrived last night. So first time on it, pretty happy so far, but I'm glad it's over. Back to the net.
Okay, yeah, thank you there, Darren. Yeah, that's keeping you busy, I'm sure. Let's next on the list is KD9TCL Lester. Do you have anything for us?
Yes, KD9TCL, this past 8 o'clock, I was at my third Carmel team training and was wrapping it up at the same time, trying to connect up with the net, and I thought I was through with the training. I was talking to the training, Eric, and then John said, "Is that Wes?" I just thought it was funny. KD9TCL.
Very good, Lester. Thanks for sharing that. Appreciate that. Good, very well. Hey, Paul's up next. KD9SDQ, what have you got for us tonight?
Thank you, Net Control. My ham radio activities for the week started with the Sunday night net and this net on Thursday. That's pretty much it right there. So that's maybe not as exciting as some others, but that's been my ham radio for the week. So K9SDQ, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Paul. No apologies needed there. You touched it, you got into it. So that's all that counts. KD9VIS, Joe, do you have anything for us tonight?
Yeah, thanks, KD9VIS. The main thing I've done recently was moving my ham shack inside the house. I had been operating in the garage, so nice to be inside and soaking up some AC. Other than that, as others have mentioned, I'm looking forward to the soldering class this weekend. Should be fun. That's all I got. Back to net.
Well, that's pretty significant, getting into where the AC, especially since we had a hot day the other day. So that's really good there. KD9UZX, Rodney, what have you got for us?
Thank you, Net Control. This is KD9UZX. I'm rather new to ham radio operations, and I've been trying to figure out some of the digital modes, and I finally got my setup such that I could listen in on the Tuesday night Wires X at net for the first time, and hope to be able to join that net on a more regular basis. So that was the first time this week, and I will be stopping by field day on Saturday for the first time attending a field day. So looking forward to some new experiences in ham radio. This is KD9UZX, back to net.
Oh, awesome there, Rodney. KD9UZX, that sounds great. Try to visit both sites. They're not that far apart, really, just up the road from one another. Very good. Let's move to Rich. KD9. Oh, no, did I? Let's see. I may have lost out here. How about KD9 ULV? I missed you. Almost missed you there, Dick. KD9 ULV. Do you have anything?
Well, actually, you didn't almost miss me. I checked in on the Noblesville 443.550 repeater, not realizing that my dual band radio here was on the wrong band. So that'll give you a little bit of insights into what my ham experience this week has been. Primarily the Sunday night net and tonight's net. Looking forward to trying to attend both of the field days in the two different locations. And just doing a lot of honeydews this week has kind of kept me off the radio. So anyway, KD9 ULV, this is Dick. Back to the net.
Thank you for that and for that admission. We've all done it. We've all been there. You know, I did see the Sierra, the other Noblesville repeater light up, but I had it muted, so I didn't hear you there. But I did remember seeing something fill that up. That was probably you once we got started here. Okay, let's move on to KD9 TQF. Rich, what have you got for us?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, KD9 TQF. I was on the net here a couple of weeks ago, and was talking with some guys about the antennas and cable coax and different things, and so I finally pulled the trigger and spent a little money at DX Engineering. Have that antenna now. It's the Comet GC9.
Dropped out on us, Rich. You might change locations or up the power a little bit. Try again. We heard something about the new antenna. Go ahead.
Yeah, I bought a new antenna off of DX Engineering, and now I'm trying to do it.
Okay, very good. Well, new antenna or barn antenna or new antenna is always a good thing to have and to experiment and play with, for sure. Let's move to Paul. KD9WQQ, you're up.
Yes, I am. This is KD9, Whiskey Quebec, Quebec. My races coordinator, Joe, set me up as a safety coordinator for the other Saturday. As far as equipment, I've just added a BMC connector to my JC5 FT5 so that I can connect other things to my radio easily and disconnect them. I realized that I want to put a mag mount antenna on my car, and that one is really going mobile yet. But if I want to put the mag mount on the roof, I've got it measured. It's 5 feet back, 3 feet across the back seat, where the antenna would have to go through the window rolled up. So what do I do? Just call DX Engineering and say, here's my dimensions, here's what I think I want to do, and see if they have input, or does somebody here have input on what I might think of instead of that convoluted roof device? Back to that.
Okay, Paul. Hey, we'll just stop right here and throw it out to anybody that copied that concerning his antenna question there on through the window or eliminating that with a mag mount. Who's got some thoughts on that? Come on.
W9KD.
Hey, John, I'll check you in and let you address that. Go ahead.
Okay, I didn't quite catch his question. Was he wanting to compare a through glass with a mag mount? Is that what it is?
Thinking that's what it was. Paul, did you copy that? Did you copy John on your question?
Yes, I did copy him. Yeah, the through window thing, I never knew whether that causes loss, and it was one of those flat strips through a window, or do you think I should just have a cable that runs back there and goes through the window? Doesn't mean drilling a hole in the window, it just means that it transfers from each side through the glass, right?
That's correct. currently use mag mount, but I've used the through the glass things, and they work quite well. But what you have to watch out for is the glass itself. Now, some, of course, most glass is got tinting in it, it's tinted, and then sometimes it has a real dark strip around the perimeter of the glass. You don't want to mount the through glass thing on that. You have to get it where it's a little more, not as dark, I guess I'll put it that way. But that works quite well. And the reason it does work, especially at VHF, UHF frequencies, is you're actually forming a capacitor, because the definition of capacitor is two conductors separated by an insulator. Well, the insulator is the glass. So you've got two conductors, one on each side, that's stuck onto the glass. So at the high frequencies that VHF and UHF operate at, that's just a real low resistive type, or it's actually capacitive reactance. But anyway, it amounts to low resistance, so it'll pass right through there without any problem. And quite frankly, I haven't been able to tell much difference in performance between a through glass or a mag mount. They both seem to work pretty well. So if you're wanting to have something that's kind of permanent and let me reset, and you don't want to have coax running through the seal of the door or something like that, well, then the through glass works pretty well. You just have to unscrew the whip when you go through a car wash, which you have to take the mag mount off anyway. So, bottom line, pick whichever one you like and go with it. I think either one would be fine.
Roger that. Thanks for the input. My car had tinted windows when I bought it. The front windows were tinted to that. They're pretty dark. I don't know if it's metallic. I would have no idea how to figure out whether it was metallic, but obviously you can't stick a magnet to window tint. So anyway, I guess I can talk to DX Engineering about that and see what they think. I don't know, maybe the through window, the flat strip, is going to work for me. It's pretty beginnerish, but I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
DX Engineering would probably be a good place to ask, because they're more up to what's going on with current vehicles and that sort of thing. So anyway, that's all I've got. W9KD.
KC9AAP with a comment.
Go ahead, KC9AAP.
I just want to chime in. I actually just reinstalled a through glass. I had through glass on there, but I moved it up, so I put a new coupler on mine. And fun fact about newer cars: one of the older like stock tinting on windows was actually conductive. It had a metal flake in it, but most newer cars use a ceramic tint as a stock tint, which is not conductive, which doesn't interfere with it. So if you got a newer car, you have to double check, but most of them are ceramic tinted, and you can get away with a through glass just fine, and I'm very happy with mine. So I just wanted to give you that note.
Hey, very good. All good comments. Paul, do you think that gets you going there? You okay with all that?
Yes, I appreciate those inputs. They give me better thoughts to think about than I would have had without them. So I appreciate the input. Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Quebec, Quebec, back to that.
Okay, very, very good. N9 QML net control here. Yeah, I personally use a Pulse Larsen through the glass for that, and I've had excellent results with it. No issues. It gets in and out of the garage without twanging very much at all. And I've been sitting in the cell lot at the airport and had no problem hitting Hortonville or Noblesville. So yeah, check it out, and I'm sure you'll get some good information there. Let's go down to Tom, KD9RGC. What have you got for us tonight?
KD9RGC. Boy, guys, I've been out of town, so I really don't have much of anything. I didn't get into
do much of anything this week, but see if we can change that next week.
No worries for that. No worries for that. At least you're on tonight, and that's part of it. Hey, John, we're going to come to you. You're last on the list, and what have you been up to this week? W9KD, come now.
Okay, what's W9KD? Well, let's see. Well, starting of the week, we had the Sunday night net, and then I had a meeting Monday morning with at the EMA, or at the EOC, on Monday morning on field day preparation, and then we had another one again Wednesday afternoon. And in the meantime, I've been trying to resurrect a packet system here. I'm trying to get things ready for 4th of July so we could have an APRS digi at the Sheriff's Tower so that the handy-talkies and the buses, the APS, will work better. But I hadn't fired this stuff up in 20 years, and so I didn't have a communications program from the laptop to the TNC, because the last time I plugged this TNC in was before there was Windows, you know, as an DOS machine. So I had to figure that out, got that going, and then turned the radio on that I used to use, and it was, the microprocessor was locked up, came up in the transmit mode, so I had to figure that out, and then finally read up on it again and found out how to reset the micro. So got all that working. Then you have to set certain parameters on the TNC, specifically for APRS. I've got all those parameters set, but the network's still not recognizing it. I mean, I can connect to, like, the digi there at Riverview, and so the packet system itself's working. I just don't have something correct on the configuration for the APRS system to recognize it. So that's what I've been working on. W9KD, back to net.
Okay, very good, John. Hey, everybody want to let John have some time so we can get all that figured out, because July 4th is coming up quick, and I know I've signed up for one of the trolley bus systems for the, I think, my third or fourth year, so that'll be nice having that feature reliable and solid on that. Well, about the only thing I want to do is chime in is I've played on N9QML here. I've played on HF a little bit. Nothing, no spectacular contacts this week. I haven't had a whole lot of time. So I'm kind of in between a lot of you there, kind of thinking about field day and my limited time for that, unfortunately, this year. It always falls on the weekend that I have a lot of activities going on. But looking forward to it, nevertheless, and I think the weather will cooperate for us. So anyway, thank you for everybody that participated in tonight's discussion. Let's move on to the cell swap want portion of tonight's net.
Break, break, Whiskey 9, Charlie Z, Kilo.
Oh, come along there, Chris.
Hey, Andrew, you are part of this community. What have you been up to this week?
Well, I kind of alluded to that. A little HF. I haven't done a whole lot this week. I had some family in over the weekend, and they left on Monday, and we had some home projects, so I got some stuff done around the house. Played a little bit on HF, but not really anything significant. So I don't have a whole lot to bring to the net tonight, but thank you for asking.
Back to net, as you were. Thanks for sharing.
Hey, no problem. This is N9QML, net control. Does anyone have any cell swap want? Come now. N9DAM, Dallas. Go ahead. Okay, Dallas, anybody make note of that has an interest. Any other cell swap want?
KD9, Lima Mike Romeo.
Whiskey 9, Lima Mike Romeo, go ahead.
Hey, I checked in a little late because I was trying to get on with my Yaesu HT FT70D, and I pressed the power on button and it doesn't come on, and I had this problem during the week, and so I had charged it up fully and figured it should work now, but it doesn't turn on. So that's an aside as to why I checked in late. However, I do have an ICOM 725, which is available for probably any, I would recommend it for a newer ham, because it's it doesn't have a lot of the whoopee-doos like the 7300, but it's totally functional. It's been checked out, it works fine. And if anybody's interested, they can contact me at my email address, which is my first initial and my last name. That's L. Okay, I got transmit overtime. Let's try it again. Contact me at LREIHER at Comcast.net about my ICOM 725. Thank you, Net Control.
Thank you, Larry, for that. Does anybody else have any cell swap one? Very good. Well, you mentioned checking in late, Larry. At this time, was there any other late check-ins come now?
Kilo Delta 9, Uniform, Yankee Charlie. This is Mark and Fishers.
Okay, acknowledging KD9, UTC, Mark, very good. Did you hear any of the discussion tonight?
Yeah, Net, and I have one correction. It's KD9UYC.
Well, that's what happens when I scribble. Thank you for that correction. This is N9QML, thanking you for your participation in tonight's net. The next Hortonville net is Thursday, June 29th at 8 p.m. Net control will be Robert, KD9MAK, and the topic will be Field Day Review. The moderators are to be determined from Sierra and the Piglets, plus comments from any other group or individual. If there is a topic you'd like to discuss on future nets, please email Alex at ac9xk@arrl.net. This is N9QML, closing the net at 2048 hours. However, several will be standing by for a bit if anyone has any general ham radio